Officials with BGE submitted their report on what they did to get the power back on after the violent storm that left more than 1 million people in our region in the dark. While Pepco reported it sent out teams to assess the damage ahead of crews, BGE explains it puts pods on the streets. That is, clusters that include tree crews, linemen, and standby crews. Still, BGE concedes that customers took financial hits and were left in discomfort for days. Both utilities will face the Public Service Commission for hearings in September. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.